Well, we're really happy right now to have with us the first of the Browns' 2 fourth-round draft picks, Travis Benjamin, wide receiver from Miami. Travis, welcome to the show.
I'm welcome to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. And the first thing that we hear about you, and I think the point that makes you very attractive to this football team and to the impact that you can have, is your speed. Running fast, but there's more to it than that. Running the routes, and you have to leave your feet a lot of times to catch the ball. Talk about how your game, what as a receiver, what your game is all about, what you'll bring to the table.
I say elusive speed, and by me being so small than the other defender on the field, I'll probably be the fastest one out there.
And then, of course, the dynamic of you returning kicks, and I guess especially punts. I know that's something you're looking forward to in the NFL as well.
Yeah, I think I'll be going right in and just produce on punt return also.
And you're clocking in the 40-yard dash before the NFL draft. I saw a time of 4.36. Was there anything even faster than that you recall?
My junior year going to my senior year, I was clocked at 4.26 going into the spring.
Wow. And the other thing is body control. I know if you're leaving your feet and you've been listed as having a 38-inch vertical jump, is when you're off your feet and in the air to, you know, make the necessary moves to get to the ball, get your hands on the ball. Is that just something that's instinctive with you? Is that something you've worked on through your career or what?
It's been instinctive growing up all my life. I played basketball also. So it just jumping and ability to just leap out the air, I'm used to it.
And again, I know not to put you in a position of being critical of one of your teammates at Miami, but you know the struggles of this offense there, and particularly in the passing game. I mean, it wasn't the best situation, I guess, for you always to have the ball thrown as accurately to you as you're hoping for or likely to see in the NFL with the Browns.
Like I said before, it's just like the consistency of our program. It was just the quarterback. We had issues with the line, and sometimes the receiver messed up sometimes. So you can't always put it on the quarterback. But from here on out, just looking for good things to happen.
How exciting is it for you, or how excited are you to be joining the Browns?
I'm very excited, knowing I can come in with Whedon and Trent, and we just come in and just turn the whole offense around.
How much do you know about those guys? Did you get to know any of those players along the way at the combine or different places working out?
I met a couple guys at the combine. Those two also, we speak, talk together, have a nice relationship.
Travis Benjamin joins us. He is one of the Browns' fourth-round draft picks here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Travis, as you think about the transition to the NFL, what's involved with just, you know, taking this next step and having being right for this mentally as well as physically? What are your thoughts and what do you think it takes to knowing, say, from the other players that have gone on from your college program and other friends you might have who've gone on to the league? What are the things you hear and the things you feel you need to do to prepare yourself to play in the NFL?
I have been going through a great conditioning program. Like I said, Miami will produce a lot of NFL players. So talking to them and being in the situation they're in, and they taught me a lot of things about going to the next level.
And when you think about the defenses, too, that you face, I mean, yes, you faced a lot of guys at the college level who are playing in the NFL or who are going to play in the NFL, but you know things are far different, right? I mean, those passing windows close a lot quicker. Defenders are so much better, more physical. And I guess the first thing that they're going to test you on, and it'll happen right when you're in training camp with the Browns, is your ability to get off the line.
I have worked on the ability to get off the line, going through defenders at Miami's in practice. We have top cornerbacks and also playing in the ACC. It was top defender in and out. So I have worked on my skills. I also worked with Chris Carter, my ability to get off the line. So this will be a great experience by the time I get to Cleveland.
And do you see yourself, you know, making a significant impact right away as a rookie?
I said my name will be called, and the play coming to me, I'll be sure to make the play.
Did you think, by the way, that the Browns were going to be the team that took you? Did you get a lot of indication before the draft that they were the ones targeting you?
I've been talking to them going through the combine. They've been keeping contact with me week in and week out, so I would consider them one of the people that were going to pick me.
Great. Well, Travis, thank you so much for your time, and we wish you a lot of luck and look forward to seeing you next week when all the rookies come to town for minicamp.
Thank you. I would love to meet you, too.